Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone, we're here on a Saturday night, just having a good time.
Mike Bachman.
Together, 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 everyone.
And Tim Lanning.
Hey, guys, it's great to be here. 2014, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Wow, guys. Happy New Year. I miss you all so much.
Since the Earth was created.
I hope in this adventure... I hope in this episode we the gang gets together. They eat some black-eyed peas.
Oh, yeah, you gotta do that.
Collard greens.
Is that a thing outside of the South? People eat black-eyed peas on New Year's? Eat on New Year's Day? For money?
No, they don't. That's just a Southern thing.
Okay. I didn't
When I first encountered that, I thought that was neat.
It is cool.
Cool.
Black-eyed peas
holiday.
For coins, and you eat collard greens for green monies, and cornbread, but I forget why.
Or emeralds, depending.
Or emeralds. Maybe it's emeralds. I don't know. Everything has pork
or
in it.
Or rupees.
If you're in the South, guys, if you're a vegetarian, everything has pork in it. I just want to let you know that right now. It's true.
Guys, fun fact, to help Tim get into character, before every episode, I send him passive-aggressive texts.
So he gets
kind of angry.
So he gets angsty? Mm-hmm.
He gets all angsty and kind of pissed off.
That's beautiful.
You can't see the whole thing.
Great.
I'll tweet one right now. It is 8:37 p.m. on January 4th.
Oh, man.
Go back and look that up. Guys, I missed you so much. It's been 100 years since we recorded a podcast.
Mm-hmm. It's been 100 years forever.
We were put into... Carbonite, and we've been there this whole time.
And then our best friend, who he lost a ship to us in card games, had sex with our future wife.
You know, what a rude ass.
I hate him.
I hate him so much.
Guys, as a special New Year's treat, I'm not going to ask you to roll a d20. I'm going to do a recap.
Oh, no.
Time.
That's the best gift you could ever give us.
Oh, my God. Thrifty. Sorry.
My Bachman, for those of you listening, he hip thrusted his computer at Thrifty, I guess.
I missed it.
Yeah, just a little bit.
We got to see his crotch. Luckily, it's kind of dark in there. Maybe not luckily.
It's not. It's just like, I don't have any webcams that don't blow. Is what it really comes down to.
Oh, man.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So
no one tweeted from Drunks and Dragons podcast.
That was supposed to be Thrifty said he was going to do it.
No, I thought Bachman was going to do it.
I was tweeting from Geekly. You specifically said that you were tweeting from D&D.
I tweeted it from my own thing.
You need to think beyond yourself, Thrifty.
Fuck.
Just for once in your life.
He's really good at that. I screwed up, guys. I'm so sorry. So, a long, long time ago, a group of four adventurers woke up on
How long has it been? It's been a year and two months, right? It's been what?
It's been a year and 2 months.
Horseshit, that's not true at all.
No, in game time.
Yeah, game time.
No, that's not true. There's no way that's true.
How long do you
game
think
time is exactly the same as real time.
No, it's not true.
this is like 24. If you just watch it, listen to it, it's all real time.
Man.
No, that's not like 20. I've never seen 24.
It's at most, you can argue it's been like 8 months.
That's not a huge symptom.
And most of that time it has been a year and a half between 8 months.
Oh, at least a year and 2 months.
Whatever. How long is a year?
So everyone woke up on slabs in a dark and scary holdfast, and they all had things implanted in their brains. And to this day, they still haven't gotten those things out of their brains. But they're so close.
Most of them died or left.
Some of them died, some of them left, still have Eludra the Dwarf, Eludra Wormsbane.
That's right, I have a last name now.
Yeah.
It's great.
She has a thing in her brain. A little device that's going to explode and turn into a zombie.
The Dwarven Warden.
I am a Dwarven Warden. Lovely.
And Tom the Dragonborn. Or Tom Vidalis.
Oh, wait.
Tom Vidalis.
Is it actually Vidalis?
Yeah, we met your fam, remember?
Right, but I didn't know their I thought it was just like House Vidalis. I thought that was just a suggestion. I didn't know everybody's last name was Vidalis.
You thought it was like the house is called Vidalis?
The house is this is my house, Vidalis. Where does Benjamin Franklin live?
Yeah, like Vidalis Manor.
Monticello.
I thought we all just lived there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Benjamin Franklin Montpelier. Whatever.
Yeah.
What is that? Or Biltmore.
He said it.
That's
okay, so Tom Vidalis.
But is it Tom Vidalis number 42? Probably number 69, to be honest.
That's a dick joke.
So everyone went on lots of adventures. Junpei ate a brain and then went into space.
He did start to go off the rails a little bit after the brain eating.
A little bit.
Tom the Dragonborn jumped on a squid's face.
Oh, yeah.
So great.
Kraken.
Poor little Tom is in a frozen, icy grave.
Wait a minute.
He's not dead, but he's choking to death and freezing to death eternally.
You're dead, but you're not in peace.
Exactly.
Guys, I don't remember, when we fought the Kraken, did anybody at the beginning of that battle say, let's get Kraken?
God damn it.
We probably did.
I'll edit it back in.
Go back in time, fix it.
Yeah, re-upload
the remastered series.
Whatever it was.
15?
It was not 15.
No, it was like
16.
16, I bet. Okay, 13 is Welcome to Mass Twick. 14 is when we buy the bird.
Oh, the bird.
Oh,
no,
Jesus.
End of 13, we fight...
And,
it might be...
And space.
Oh, God,
hamster.
You're such a fucking nerd right now.
We fight the pirates in 14, I believe.
Oh my God.
I think 15 where we fight the crap.
Fanboy.
What up?
Fanboy with an I at the end.
Yeah, fanboy.
Fanboy.
Boy. He has three I's at the end. Fanboy.
And all the S's are with dollar signs.
Yeah.
Along the way, they met up with some friends like Roz, the ex-prostitute, ship's captain, Kobeki Quaz, or whatever you say.
Yeah.
And she's also magic.
I've been playing... some hardcore XCOM, and I've been throwing in Drunks and Dragons characters. Tom Dragonborn is the first to die in my game, and
nice.
Eludra's your best, right?
Eludra is
your best.
She's okay.
Oh, I think you told me earlier she was the best.
She's one of my best, but
so
she's
you
not
made
great.
Like a, you made like a Tom too, right? After I died?
No, don't do that.
Oh my God!
Not only that, but the problem is, so many of our characters don't have last names.
Yeah.
So when I played with Roz, it was Roz.
And also Bucky, the Githyanki lad, who's been adopted by Tom the Dragonborn or Tom Vidalis and Eludra Wormsbane.
Yeah.
So we've all these friends. We've had all these adventures.
Daisy, our donkey.
Daisy the Donkey.
Mm-hmm.
You're forgetting arguably the number one character.
What is that?
Well, obviously, what do you mean, Harper?
Clinker?
Obviously, Harper. I mean, Harper is the main character, right?
Yeah, he's the main character.
Is that true?
He does all the work.
I would go as far as
everything up until Harper was prologue.
So the quest to get this shit out of your heads is continued. You guys met a nice cleric named Fennekin who's sort of pulled your ass out of the fire a couple times. And
by that time, you got an internet war with somebody who thought you were Deus Ex Machina. Then you had to show him your Google Doc with a timestamp.
Totally planned that, you jerk.
Yeah, I remember that. That was fun times.
So you guys have been gathering three items. The Whip of Binding. Mm-hmm.
We got that.
Uh-huh. Got that. The Sphere of...
The Orb of... Orb of Endless Power.
Yeah. Orb of Endless Power.
Which couldn't do anything, so it's pretty much, like, very
it
finite.
It brought Aludra back to life.
Yeah, but I mean, it couldn't do anything else.
It brought Aludra back
to life. Listen, the Orb of... Anytime that we
Wait, the Orb
brought her
to life?
Called the Orb of Endless Power, I feel like that's just be an insta-win button for anything that we want to do.
Oh, Mr. I know
feel
everything
like
about...
A responsible DM would just let us do anything we wanted, no questions asked.
No.
We're... A responsible DM?
Sometimes I... exactly. Sometimes I feel like we're on the Polar Express, you know what I'm saying, guys?
It's chaos
absolutely.
Up in here.
It's railroading. I feel like we're just being railroaded, and the only thing in our future is Santa Claus.
Who's that
Santa
old...
Claus and hot chocolate and throwing kids off of trains.
Who's that man that builds things and his heart exploded? I forget his name. I get confused with the guy that was Slave Uprising.
Dick Clark.
Dick Clark, thank you.
What?
I just picked a dead dead
who's,
celebrity.
Who's dead man?
I almost said dead superhero, but Dick Clark was not a superhero.
Hey, how dare you? Take that back.
Yeah, I mean, he's a hero.
The last item we're going for is the Brazier of Worlds, which is supposed to be at House of Idalis, which, and oh, by the way, everyone's memories were gone and they all came back and then either they left the show or died. Except for Aludra. Well, Aludra died and then she came back to life.
I did die. I did my time, but I came back. Because everyone loves me so much.
And that brings us up to our
child's mother.
That brings us up to our sort of like latest little line that we're on, which is somehow... This group has traveled back in time.
No.
Before House Vidalis fell. Dragonborns still have tails?
No. Yeah.
Super weird.
All of them.
Everybody's real old-timey.
And everyone's old-timey. The wagons look totally different.
They're square wheels.
Are different. And the weird thing is that there apparently is another Tom the Dragonborn, except he's Tom Vidalis, and he's the lord of House Vidalis.
Not only there's like
lord
a
and savior
army.
Of House Vidalis.
There's like a whole army of him, right?
Yeah, there's a bunch of him.
There are many. The last episode, there was a whole bunch. Or there was he was giving a rousing speech about how he was going to go across the sea and go to war with Harper's hometown. And he had an army of Toms and about a dozen Tom the Dragonborns stepped out from behind
shoes.
Tom the Dragonborn.
Those shoes, right? The shoes.
What?
2014, the year of comedy.
That's the worst joke.
I'm trying.
I don't understand.
The Tom shoes, and there are pairs of them. One pair goes to you, one pair goes to a child in need. Anyway. Tim is...
Yeah, that was a good joke, Tim. Thanks.
Thank you for that contribution to our podcast.
I'm helping.
And so they just... Our little group just saw this speech and they're like, what? And that's where the last episode ended. Oh, and also you have a very intelligent monkey named Abu.
We do have Abu.
Great fan art we got for that, too, which made me happy.
Oh, is there fan art for that?
You didn't see it? It's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
You guys were, like, the best at the fan art.
Yeah,
best. It gives me life. It's what I need to survive.
It makes me less want to die.
Just a little.
Ooh, that's a more depressing way of saying what I said.
You make me happy. You make me want to die slightly less.
I mean, still really want to know.
Oh, my God. Everything.
A little bit less.
You're going to really have to get through decent more fan art to up his happiness levels.
Sometimes when I'm on the train, I just scream inside my head, kill me, just in case someone is psychic.
Oh, my God.
That guy's weird. Yeah. A real what women want situation, if you will, but what men want.
And what men want is to die.
Yeah. The movie with Mel Gibson.
I know.
Yeah. Kill me.
So that's where we are, guys. You've got Bucky with you. You've got Roz.
And we're like in the audience, right?
Crew.
And you're just in a you're just in an audience.
Does Tom have a hat on? Did I make that part up?
You asked him if he was wearing like a little disguise, and so I think he's you could say he's got his cloak down low over his face or something.
He has a straw hat on.
But wouldn't he just like blend in with all the other Toms?
It'd be weird that a Tom would be in the audience, though.
Can I just, like, blend in, like, Assassin's Creed style? I just, like...
That's what you guys are all doing right now.
Oh, okay, we're blending in Assassin's Creed. I turn on Eagle.
Yeah, a dwarf, a githyanki, a handsome wizard man.
Sorcerer!
All right, Mr. Sorcerer. And a dragonborn. Well, I guess a dragonborn would blend in, but the rest of us not so much. And a monkey. The monkey might blend in. They're around.
Tom, what is going on here?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Abu turns to you and goes, Bonana.
I forgot about it.
I forget what the requirements were for Bonana.
As if he saw another Tom the Dragonborn.
That's Bonana. Right, so that we could kill him. Oh, we're hilarious. Pack it up, end the show. We're done.
Oh, God.
Bonana.
Oh, my God.
The end.
This is terrible.
Boo. We know.
Just cool it. There's at least 12 or 13 bonanas up there.
Is it 12? I feel like there's even. There's so many of them.
I can't count.
I can't count either.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I've been really fooling you guys this whole time.
Nice.
All I know is this is at least the setup for 7 of my sexual fantasies.
Tom.
We don't have time for that right now.
Put it away. Put that away.
Put it in your brain for later.
We don't have time for this. We have to make sure that they don't activate the Brazier of Worlds. And the priest or the whatever, the guy of Orcus could be here right now.
Well, I mean... Tom, it's going to look pretty weird that you're out here in the audience and not with the other Toms.
Put a mustache on.
No, it's cool because I've got this hat.
Oh, boy, you're going to really have to look down at the ground when you walk. Just look straight down at the ground.
Never say that. Hey, I'm Tom Dragonborn Vidalis. Don't say that.
Should I get in with these other Toms?
You know what? I think you should, actually.
Should I go chill out with these other Toms?
Do you think they have a count of how many there are?
I'm scared.
Well, there's only 12. I think it'd be pretty obvious if there's 13.
But it could be a baker's does, you know.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you need to, like, catch one of them and take his clothes and then follow the rest of them. Oh!
Punch one!
No! What we should do, if this crowd disperses, we should snatch one and then take his clothes and you put them on and we question him and then you go with the Toms.
And then
Army of Toms.
That sounds so dope. You guys?
But we don't know how strong these are. Other Toms are. What if they really truly are an army in and amongst themselves?
They're minions.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh.
Aludra, you feel a tug at your sleeve.
Yes?
Hey, Mom?
Oh, hi, Bucky. Hey, sweetie.
Is this weird? This book used to say The Fall of House Vidalis, right?
Yeah, it did. Yes, well, that's the name of it.
Look at it now.
Oh, Christ.
Whoa. Well, how about you practice your reading to me? What does it
Please
say?
Please don't.
It says the rise of Orcus now.
Oh, boy. That's the worst news.
Oh,
and this acoustic rendition of Johnny Be Good that I'm playing over here is getting worse and worse.
Hey, this is your cousin, Tom Dragonborn. You know that style of invading a country you've always been wanting? Listen to this.
Oh, dear. Well,
if you guys look at your Google Doc, it's different now.
Oh,
oh really?
God.
Jesus. Tom, quick, have sex with your mom. You have to go.
I know.
For those playing along at home who don't feel like going and finding the Google Doc, It now says that, let's see. It says, the House of Vidalis was reborn in 1380 DR, the year of the Blazing Hand. This document chronicles that important event.
No.
Oh, God.
Blah, blah, blah. House Vidalis, this breeding mounts, blah, blah. Powerful cleric of Orcus, said to have infiltrated Frasier Worlds. Members of House Vidalis use the Frasier Worlds to travel across a realm, blah, blah, blah. And then it says that, let's see, Tom Vidalis, then Lord of House Vidalis, apparently was in collusion.
No!
Wait, it says what
now? With this cleric of Orcus, and his entire family ended up being ritually sacrificed.
I see blood spilling into a brazier!
That's the same.
Tom, why don't you do this?
I can't read and comprehend so quickly.
How could you do this? Your other self.
The great and powerful Orcus rules our kingdom to this day. One can only find truth through misery, chaos, and destruction. And one can find truth wherever they go in this land. Guys, we literally have to save the world right now.
This is a land of misery, chaos, and destruction.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Guys, I didn't know.
I can't have my son living in such a world.
I didn't know.
The stakes just got up their antes.
So far up their antes.
We should just start killing everybody. I'll create a whirlwind. Kill all these innocent people right here.
I draw just all my swords.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of these toms.
Oh, yeah. Like Final Fantasy Advent Children, when Cloud pulls out his nine swords in the sky.
Yeah.
There's a person named Cloud?
Yes, there's a person.
What? Oh my god.
I don't know about this.
My fav.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
There's a person named...
Fucking nerd.
God damn it.
Are you guys mad at me right now?
Yes! I like Squall better because he has that dope-ass fur.
And his scar.
No more.
What?
No more talk about Final Fantasy.
Sid.
This is a D&D podcast, nerds.
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 Vincent?
Guys, as far as I can tell, things just got really dicey.
Dicey.
Somehow, being here perhaps has changed our future.
Okay, think. What have we done since we got here?
We killed lizards.
We did kill some lizards.
We killed some lizards. I stepped on a butterfly.
God.
Uthgar,
no!
I did do that.
Hey, Mom, who do you think this trio of rebels is, called the Unlikely Three, who attempted to close the portal using foul magics, but were unable to seal the portal and were slain and offered up to our Lord Orcus?
Ooh.
Bucky, I have a pretty good feeling that's us.
I think it's us, but not you, Buckster.
Old Buckerton.
You gotta
Hey, Ross, you know how you can fight? Let's go fight with us. Let's go fight.
No,
we have to save
four.
The present.
It'd be four.
I don't... Exactly. Let's change the future. Go fight. Gosh.
So basically what we've got to do right now is we've got to change... What does it say about the trio?
They're sexy, right?
It says they're extremely good looking and everyone loved them.
Okay, so all we have to do is we have to change the details here slightly.
Oh, you mean write in the book.
Oh, change in the book.
No, that's not good. That doesn't... Oh, my God. Oh, you guys know nothing about time travel. I have never done this before, but it seems to me...
You don't know anything about time travel either, Tom.
Tom.
Should we call you something different? Is that
Mr. Vidalis.
Oh my god,
don't call me
Your
that.
Grace, maybe.
Oh, don't Who call me that? Vidalis.
Who said Your Grace, maybe? Was that Abu? Or is that... But
yes, that was Abu.
Okay.
Abu.
Abu, up top.
I think from
Banana.
This point on... from this point on, we need to have code names.
All right.
I'll be the Banana King.
The Banana King.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more.
That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free, no insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
I am a titty-coom.
What?
Is that? Did you say titty-coom?
Tillycum. I'm Tillycum. The SeaWorld killer whale that's killed a fuck ton of people. That's me.
True fact, Tim keeps saying titty cum instead of tilly cum.
It's a better name.
And he's not, I don't think you're saying any funny.
I don't.
You just forget.
It's like
time.
When I forgot to say Warby Parker. I said Warby Parpo. Warbly Parpo. Nicknames don't matter right now. I have literally no idea what's happening right now.
Well, okay, so is he still talking up there?
Oh, yeah, what happened after he said we're going to invade Palor's Hope?
They just sort of finish up and take off, and everyone's just sort of milling about.
Okay, so there's like Toms.
Have they taken off, or they're still just Toms here?
They're just they're slowly getting off the stage.
Maybe rubbing elbows and like good speech, nice work.
Yeah, no, totally high fiving.
Maybe we should try to break in and find the Brazier of Worlds, and just.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We should capture one.
Capture one.
And find things out from him.
Okay. I get down with
that. That makes sense, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Unless they're too hard to capture, and then they let everyone know that we're here.
Do you guys...
If they're rolling a pack, that's going to be tough.
Do you guys think we're this unlikely three?
That's about 100%.
Oh, I feel almost certainly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Unless it's Abu, Roz, and Bucky.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
A double trio.
That's the thing. It's pretty likely that it's us. But then that defeats the purpose of it being the unlikely three.
Because we're the likely three.
We're the likely three.
Good point.
I mean, we're pretty awesome warriors and heroes. So
we should leave. They sacrificed us?
Ooh, I don't like that.
Let's peace out.
I've already died once.
Hey,
I'm dying again.
Let's kill Tom. They'll probably save it. Am I right?
All right. So, which plan are we going with? Are we going with me trying to swap out for another Tom? Is that a thing?
Do we know? Do they roll in a pack? Do they all know each other?
We can follow them, see what happens.
There's a trio of them split off from the group and go another direction.
Are they the unlikely three?
That doesn't seem very likely.
All right, guys. Roz, this is going to be a tough one, so I need you to fight with us.
If you need me to fight, I guess I can do it.
What's Bucky going to be doing?
Didn't expect that.
What's Bucky going to be doing?
Protecting Abu.
Okay,
Bucky. This is going to be tough, but I need you to fight with us.
No! He can't deadlift the correct amount yet. Bucky. He's getting there. You're doing great, Bucky. It's
I know
your
you
fault.
Only have one HP, but...
We gotta save the world, Bucky.
Old Bucky.
This monkey keeps pulling bananas out from behind my ear. I don't like it.
He's a magic monkey.
I have to assume it's a cult.
He's just like... Them. He's like, banana, banana, banana.
Stop!
Bucky, you should eat all those bananas.
They're good for your vision, or is that carrots?
That's carrots.
Oh. Hey, but bananas, potassium.
Mm-hmm. It's so good if you have a seizure. All right, guys. Let's follow those three and see if we can abscond with their likenesses.
All three of us?
Huh?
We're going to take their likenesses, or just Tom.
Yeah, Let's cut their faces off. That you're really going to fit in with this crowd.
Yeah, I
what
think...
What are you trying to say?
If these really are Toms, I don't know that you've got the, how do you say, libido.
I thought you were going to say...
I find your sociopathy. Lack of faith disturbing.
Oh, that's a Lord of the Rings reference.
No, yeah. Yeah, it was when Dumbledore said it.
It's when Dumbledore said it to Captain Picard.
And Katniss is like, for real?
Are you for real?
Are you for real?
That movie was boring. Okay, so.
I forgot that I hated Michael Bachman.
I forgot that I don't like podcasting. All right, let's follow them. All three of us should follow them, but we need to replace one of them.
We need to pull the old switcheroo.
The old switcheroo.
So we gotta distract two of them, and then also the other one of them.
We need to David Blaine this shit.
Yeah.
We need to say, hey, look over there.
Okay, so how are we gonna distract
them? We're gonna Chris Angel mind freak.
Do you think that they would go to a...
Classic bar? Mind freak. That's kind of our thing, isn't it? Like, get someone drunk and then see what happens.
It works a lot.
I can take Abu's hat, put it on, and do magic to distract them. That's a thing.
Yeah, okay. You're going to do street magic?
I can do street magic, take my shirt off.
I don't... I
can fly, probably.
Oh.
Actually, I can fly.
You can, can't you?
Yeah, there's a way I can
fly. Could you, like, hover or something?
It is. Yeah, I can hover. I forget how I do it.
So stupid.
That's stupid. Yeah, I somehow can. Okay, let's just follow him.
Okay, we follow him.
Okay, so you follow him.
Or is this like whole band, or is like Bucky behind? Because I feel like there's just too many of us.
Where would Bucky go if Roz was with? If Roz is going to come with us to fight, who's got Bucky?
Oh man, you're right. Bucky's very important.
Bucky might have Bucky.
Bucky has Bucky. Bucky got.
You know what?
I
trust Bucky to just handle himself.
Bucky, take this dagger. I know it's really light, but your dad won't know. You can lift it. Take this dagger. It was one of Tom's daggers he used to throw. He's dead now. He's very dead.
Where am I going? Should I just hang out with Abu?
Stay with Abu and where's Daisy? I forget where Daisy is.
She's with us.
He has to hang out.
Okay.
Harper, we can hear you.
Bucky, we'll be back shortly, but don't go near any daggers. You know how I feel about those.
Don't tell him. All right. It's our secret. Uncle Tim. Harper.
Don't let me find out that you've been messing around with daggers.
All right, let's go, guys.
Okay.
The symbolism of it between a pun. Hey, what's the deal? What's so bad about daggers? Maybe if you knew a dagger, you'd accept it.
Yeah, if you understood the science, maybe I'd listen to a word you said.
Hey, man, all I'm saying is it ain't right to use a dagger. I would much prefer a long sword.
Hey, have you seen those dagger farms and how the daggers are treated there? All right, let's go.
There are a lot of mixed metaphors.
I was a lot of weird stuff happening.
Hot.
I would never have sex with a dagger, because that's like having sex with a pig.
I would cut your penis off.
I use daggers, but I never inhaled. That would be painful.
I want to play the saxophone.
But what if you were a dagger swallower?
Oh,
Jennifer!
Man.
What?
Oh, once again, you're the worst.
I'm sorry.
All right, let's follow the three.
Okay.
Okay, so they appear to be strangely Tom-like heading towards the nearest bar. Tavern, you might say.
Maybe we should pick up some dog sausages to distract them.
God, I love dog sausages.
God, dog sausages.
It's been so long.
Oh, maybe we should get some nog.
Some nog.
Nog 'em.
Nog? Tell me about nog.
Egg grog. We need some grog.
Egg grog.
That's really funny.
Alright, so they go into a tavern.
What's it called?
The Cluckin' Wagon.
What street is it on?
You guys.
It's so funny.
World building.
I mean, I can't get it up unless we know what street it's on.
Can't get it up.
Quail Street.
See, this
Quail
is the street. Thing, though, is that you think all these street names are bullshit until somebody makes a fucking accurate map out of it in the fan art section.
And there we go.
We've seen a few. They're pretty good. Thank you, guys. Yeah. You're the best fans of the world.
Love you so much.
Stop listening to other Dungeons & Dragons podcasts.
Never do
Please.
It.
Please.
Oh, my God.
Throw him in a trash.
Or any podcast.
You guys need to critical quit listening to those other podcasts.
You gotta.
Tim can't think of a pun.
You need a. Okay.
Yeah, I can't think of one either.
You need to quit use.
What? Crit. Oh, boy.
It's bad.
Oh, boy.
Stop.
Guys, don't. It's okay if you listen to other podcasts, too. Just you have to listen to ours.
I guess.
And love me forever. Please love me.
Or even just download it would
just
be good.
Download it.
Download it and then tweet us that you love us.
Yeah, tell us.
And then we'll be happy.
Tim's still thinking of a pun. He's not. He can't do it. His brain is broken.
So we're in the tavern now.
In the Cluckin, what was it? I forgot.
The Cluckin Bell.
Cluckin Bell? I don't think that's what he said.
The Quail and Cluck.
No.
It's on Quail Street.
Oh.
It's on Quail Street.
Cluckin Cask.
Cask and Cluck.
Let's call it the Cluck and Dragon. I don't know why.
All right.
That's its name now.
The Cluck and Dragon.
And it's got a
Newfoundland land.
It's got a matronly style barmaid who they call the Mother Cluck and Dragon.
I love it.
Tim doesn't love it.
I'm out of water. So what do we see here, guys? What's up?
The Toms are all high-fiving for some reason.
Actually, now that they're separated, it might not be weird if there is an additional Tom.
Right, because they don't know.
Yeah,
they don't know.
Maybe our own Aludra-chan could drink them under the table.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it before, I'll do it again.
Fist bump. The Flaming Fist.
My man.
That's what I'm calling. So Ludra walks up to...
Blazing Hand. Sorry.
Did you forget your name?
I did.
She walks up to the counter and was like, to the nearest Tom. So what's good here?
He goes, bro! What would Tom think is the best thing there?
Yeah, no, actually, I want to hear your interpretation before Valkyrie tells you.
Yes.
Bro, just check out this mulled spiced Christmas wine. They still have it.
That's pretty dope.
I can't.
That's accurate.
Christmas wine is my favorite. I can't believe they even have it.
I don't know what that word means, but.
I think it means good, right? It means really good.
I think so.
All right, well, let's all get
it.
Hey, right?
You're looking pretty Christmas yourself.
I am. I feel very festive.
Female dwarves with beards are not. Tom the Dragonborn's type.
Ain't got one.
I believe Tom is an omnisexual.
That's right.
Quantum
he's
sexual.
He's quantum sexual. Yeah, I suppose.
It depends on whatever he's, you know, what's around. As long as you have a fish bucket.
Winsclos.
Oh, yeah, St. Wenceslas.
St. Wenceslas.
I actually, since then, I've gone back and bought every bottle of that they had. That's a true story.
Bro, I've been checking my mailbox every day. I haven't seen any.
Oh, yeah, well.
I'll be drinking it right now. I'm drinking my own red wine. It's not Christmas wine.
Yeah, I don't have any wine here.
So, very little lady, can I buy you some Christmas wine?
I would love some Christmas wine.
We don't get many dwarves around here.
Yeah, I'm an adventuress. Like,
really?
I'm a girl adventurer. Yeah. You know,
adventuress.
I like to see what's out there in the world and experience lots of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Sure do. So,
Hey, barkeep, I'll take a bucket of fish, please.
Oh. Bucket of fish. You eat that here? Is that a local cuisine?
Oh, we're not gonna eat it.
Oh, boy. I have not even had any Christmas wine yet, you scamp.
We're gonna put it in the corner instead.
If I ever have to, like, if I ever have to miss an episode, I think I'd be comfortable letting Thrifty just take over for me.
So is there other fish?
So, now what? You guys got an exit strategy here?
I want to get him drunk. That's what I'm...
Or maybe you can take him upstairs. Okay. Fish fuck.
There's three of them.
Yeah.
I don't want all three of them. I'm so small.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Hey, maybe
here's the thing, is that we don't know... We assume that I am a Tom... I'm Tom Vidalis from this time period, but we've already established that there are numerous Toms, right? And we don't know for sure which one is actually me. So given that, I don't think it's a good idea for you to bone any Toms. On the off chance.
What if this is a time cop situation, Tom?
I don't want your baby. Just start touching people.
You guys already have Bucky.
Listen, I don't want to get all my memories back and find out that I've been getting down on some hairy lady dwarf.
Listen.
Whoa.
Listen, whoa. Tom, the dragonborn, the first one I met, not these other ones.
Hey, so
you don't want that to happen because
it'll
be...
Is this happening in...
No, this is a sidebar. Right this now. Our characters are having a sidebar. Tom, I'm just letting you know that I know you don't want that to happen because it would ruin you. It would, first of all,
it would ruin you for all other lady dwarfs.
You're not ready for this jelly.
A fish would never feel the same. Alright, hey, guys, how about this? Aludra.
Well, I'm like talking. Are you like coming up behind me right now?
I thought, I don't know.
I'm talking to the guy.
Excuse yourself for a second.
Okay.
Excuse yourself for a second.
Gentlemen, can you tell me where the outhouse is? The little girls, the little dwarfs room?
I had a burrito.
Yeah, sure. It's over there, I think.
All right, I'm gonna go freshen up.
Tom Dragonborn, can I have you roll a stealth check?
You sure as shit can. I think my stealth is like 27 right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty high.
It's a straight six.
You're throwing it up in the air. That's really magical.
That's
right. Two-face.
A 14 plus 6, so 20.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
Okay. Nothing really happens.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
You seem to be still unnoticed.
Hey guys, how about this? Aludra, those other Toms seem to be kind of interested in you, right?
Mm-hmm. All three of them.
How about this? You say, I don't know, let's go fish bucket upstairs in room whatever.
All three of them?
Listen to me. Oh. I know you're a pure woman of virtue-ish.
That's not true.
Tom and I will be in there. We'll ambush those fools.
We shouldn't take all three of them.
Why do we need to ambush them?
Because... No, we just need to talk to them.
What? Oh.
We just need to get information from them.
We just need another...
Stitches.
You're right. Technically, they've split up already, so there's no real reason to kill these guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we don't need to kill them. I know you love murder, but...
I don't love murder. I love justice.
Okay, well, we're just trying to get some information and see what's going on.
My bad!
Well, how about you come be friends, too? Make friends.
Okay, Tom.
You're a handsome guy. Use your charms and...
Thank you, of course.
Your charisma.
If these guys are clones, I don't know that they're going to go for that, because I don't really like Harper either. You know what I mean?
Just maybe I could neg them and amog them into submission.
I mean, Harper's got quite the charisma.
Harper, okay, Harper, give it a shot, but do this. Do this. Uh-huh. I know myself. I know how I like to be approached by strangers.
Yeah.
You have to. This is not up for debate. You gots to take your dick out before you go over there.
Oh, Tom.
Hey, here's
know.
My question, though. What if this is a multiplicity situation?
Well, they're all
and
different.
And what if you are the section of Tom the Dragon?
I've been watching these guys. That's not the case.
And you're like tell. The libido. And that guy's the science one. That guy's the zany one.
Thrifty, that's not the case, right? You know there's only one right answer.
Roll for multiplicity.
Is it a multiplicity type situation? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Are they all straight up personality clones too?
Is it like a
what would that be?
Is it a Django Fett situation?
Yeah.
Or maybe insight?
Yeah.
I'll let you roll perception or insight to decide if it's a multiplicity situation.
Who has the best?
Okay, let's see.
I think it's Jennifer, right?
I have good.
Yeah, you roll.
I got that good intuition.
Eludra, is this a multiplicity or a aid. Django Fett situation?
Can I aid? I want to aid.
I want to aid too.
Did you say this is a perception?
Or insight.
Or insight.
I would rather do perception.
Okay.
I got an 11 on my 8 other.
Where's my D20? I forgot you existed.
What are you playing? Is this Pathfinder? I like Pathfinder. We're having fun.
Where is it?
Jennifer, just
Where's
pour them all out.
Where's the good one? I don't want my stupid one that rolls bad.
You roll bad. Oh, I blame on that. Boy. Yeah, just throw this anywhere.
Okay. Still roll bad. Wow.
Duh.
Rolled 3.
I'm going to aid ass.
Plus, I got a 15 total for me.
15 total?
Okay, yeah. I passed my aid roll. And I think Harper's doing it too.
I got a 9 for it.
Oh, okay.
I got
you believe it is a Django Fett situation as opposed to a multiplicity situation.
Yeah.
Shit.
I'm telling you, this is what you need to do.
Take my dick out.
You need to take your dick out.
I don't.
I think that's a fine idea.
Of course you do.
Just want to see. I'm just curious.
Stop it. I don't.
You like it.
Listen. Do you ever want to get back to our own time? Do you want?
Sure.
Do you want the rise of Orcus?
No, I hate that.
Well, then there's only one
I
thing.
Hate Orcus.
There's only one thing that you can do at this point to ensure that that doesn't happen, and that's to take your dick out.
Okay, Eludra, stand behind me.
Behind you? I'm in the bathroom.
I don't want you to look.
Oh, I won't see it.
All right.
I won't look. Promise.
So stupid.
Totally won't look.
All right.
Harper, do you?
I walk towards the Dragonborn.
I think you need a roll. I want you to roll a D10 to tell us how big it is.
A D10?
1 through 10.
No, I need to roll 2d6.
A 2d6.
You got 2d6.
No, it's between 2 and 12 inches, I feel like.
Oh, you're saying at least 2. Okay, I understand.
Or
d12?
I don't like this.
Yeah, why don't you just roll 1d12?
Let me roll right now.
I'm rolling 2. We'll take the average between the two.
No! No, d12 can get 1.
Oh, I rolled 7. Hey, that's respectable.
I rolled a 6.
Alright, 6.5.
That's
pretty good.
That's exactly average.
I rolled a 12.
So what is actually happening right now?
Oh, we're just rolling for dick size.
I honestly don't think that Harper would not... He would not do that. He wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't think Harper would do it either.
I don't care.
Okay,
you don't think you do it under, like, extraneous circumstances? Where, like, the fate of the world hangs on the balance?
No, here's what he'll do. He puts his fingers through. He does, you know how you used to do that joke?
Finger dick.
He finger dick. He goes, okay, so he puts his,
This is very important. Tell me exactly what's happening with Harper's dick.
He either picks up a log of poop. That looks like
can't
a
you
dick.
Conjure like a magic dick? Can't you do like what they do in the movies? Like when Angelina Jolie doesn't want to show her tits, so she has like them CG on other people's tits.
I need a dick merkin.
Yeah, you need
dick merkin.
You need a stunt cock.
Don't exactly. Yeah,
I need a stunt cock. All right,
summon stunt cock.
Does the this
Now, Tom, can you explain to me what the pulling out the dick, like,
what does that mean?
Is that a sign of deference? Or like,
what it comes down to is a sign of a respect and a little bit of submission. It's
okay.
So that they know,
it's like, so
they know
parts.
That you're not better than them because, you know, you'll take your dick out too. You know?
Can I remind everyone, he doesn't have his memories.
Right, but I can tell when I meet somebody. Listen, every single person that we've met up until now, I thought was rude as fuck the first time I met them. Because they didn't have their dick out.
What about people without dicks?
People without dicks, it's a little bit of a gray area. You know,
what do you mean? They're not people.
You say you thought I was rude, Tom?
I'm saying that, like, if you wanted to make a good impression, the least you could have done is, like a fake dick.
Okay, guys.
We gotta move forward here.
This is a tavern. I assume I can buy a sausage.
All right. So you buy one.
I buy a sausage.
Okay.
I carve the sausage because I'm circumcised.
Oh, my God.
And
I think you gotta be rolling some sort of a check, right, for that to pass.
A bluff?
A bluff check for the penis sausage.
It's going to be a very high DC.
Because you grab like a 13-inch sausage.
Like, we all know that's not
I
real.
I grab like a 6.5. No,
nice
like
girthy
a
sausage.
A 4-inch sausage. I'm, I don't want to roll these guys hard. That's weird. That's not nice. All right, so I buy a sausage. I do a little carving. I cut a little work. My hair.
I'm back sitting with them right now because this is taking too long. They're going to think I'm pooping in there. I'm not. I'm not doing it.
Maybe
follow
you are.
Question. Why am I doing this? Why would
I talk to them?
Do you need help?
Seems like a lot of no but, Tim. You know, for somebody just as good as improv as yourself.
It is 2014. Okay, so I roll a bluff check on my sausage penis. I hate this show. I roll a bluff check on my sausage penis.
You know what, Tim? If you didn't put up so much resistance to stuff like this, I probably wouldn't try it nearly as much.
You're so upset.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay.
I can't wait to see what you roll.
Look at that.
What do you roll?
It's a 20. And my bluff is 14.
Oh my God. So they're like, that is the real deal. I think it's the real deal. Luna thinks it's the real deal.
Even though she saw me buy it.
I even think that that's straight up real.
Wow.
Okay. So
I give Harper the thumbs up in the background. I'm like, yeah.
It's yummy.
So you approach them with your dick sausage.
Bros, what up?
The three Toms turn around. They all look at your dick sausage. And they go, who put you up to that?
What?
My man.
Up top, bros. Up top.
They high five you. Bro.
I know, right?
Come on. Is there another Tom here? What's going on? Who put you up to that? No one in their right mind will walk over with their dick hanging out.
I hung out with the person that cleaned out where you sleep, and they told me walk up to them with your dicks out. It's funny. Let me put it away.
This guy.
All right.
He's so silly.
So where do you put it? He just goes back in your pants
friend.
And you just walk around with like an actual sausage.
I have a warm sausage. It doesn't
work. The Tom closest to you leans over and smells you and goes, "You smell like sausage."
Wait, to Harper?
To Harper.
Oh, good.
And I say, smell it. Thank you. So guys, how's you all look alike? Are you triplets or what?
Yeah, we're an army.
Oh, how many of you are
there?
We're going
to take over Pelor's Hope. There's, right now there's only a dozen of us, but they're making more.
Making more?
Can I do an Arcana check to see if they're,
yeah.
Because like, they're probably be, thanks, Tom.
Tom's like, yeah, do that check.
It's, 23. Harper puts his glasses on and is like,
They appear to be actual real dragonborns.
Huh. So, you know what? I feel so silly right now. What? I didn't even ask your name and you bought me this Christmas wine. Oh my god.
Well, I'm Tom.
Oh.
Duh.
Oh, I'm
Wait,
sorry.
But what's his name?
Sir, what's your name?
Tom. We're all Tom.
You're all Tom. Hmm.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, wow. Well, do you not get a little confused with all the Toms?
Why? How are you all the same?
We're an army.
Well, like, can you tell, like,
Toms?
Can you tell that Tom from that Tom? Like, if one of them left, would you know the difference between them?
Not in the least.
Oh.
Okay.
We can tell number one Tom, who is our leader, because he's got this sweet sword that he let me touch once.
Oh.
And it drips blood, like, all the time, and it's
Is it
awesome.
Called blood dripper? Is it called
I think I've heard
blood
of it.
Dripper?
Yeah, I think I've heard
yeah,
of it.
Blood drinker. You guys
heard
of blood. It. It's the biggest.
Oh, that must be a different one,
Harper. I
heard
of blood dripper.
That's a different one.
Okay.
It's obviously blood drinker. It's like the most famous.
Here's a question. I'm still carrying blood drinker. How do I have this concealed?
I assume it has a sheath, right?
It's got a sheath.
It's got a sheath, but it's filling up the
little drippy.
It's filling up
the
sheath.
Do you wrap it in cloth like in an anime?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. For sure.
Yeah.
Like Cloud does in that Final Fantasy Advent Children.
Oh, yeah. It's one of his seven swords.
So, what are you guys doing later? You just hanging out here in this bar?
Fucking.
I mean, I already got the bucket of fish.
Well, what about...
I thought...
What if... Just me and you? Go upstairs?
Well, I mean, yeah, right?
You don't share that? That's not...
Hey,
you guys aren't into that?
I have to go muck out a stable. Excuse me, guys.
This guy. He's gross.
I mean, if that's what you need,
oh,
I mean,
no,
I can
I'm
get
not
the other
asking.
Toms to come.
No, I'm good with just the one. Just the one.
Because they can fend for themselves.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know what? How about you... You go upstairs. What room is yours? And I'll meet you up there.
13.
All right. I'm going to go freshen up again.
Should we run up there?
Well, what I was gonna sidebar, what I was thinking is I go to the restroom and he goes upstairs and then I distract the other guys. Other Tom goes up there and so when he comes back down the stairs, the guys think, oh, it's our friend. Like,
mm-hmm.
I knock him out,
mm-hmm.
take his clothes. He
you wanna do it by yourself?
Well, maybe some help. You gotta muck a stable out. Why don't you go upstairs?
I'm just kidding with the mucking.
Oh, well, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Word.
It still... That still seems kind of weird to me when, like, the other Toms aren't here. Like, if all
two of the Toms are there.
Right, but
There's
if all 12
Toms
were in this thing, then I'd be like, yeah, we gotta knock one out. But since it's only three Toms, I feel like I could just walk up and be a part of these Toms.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe
Yeah, because maybe there's,
I
like,
just,
another group of three doing something else somewhere.
So you're telling me I just told this guy, go upstairs with this fish
yeah,
for no
reason?
Yeah,
I mean, by all means, go upstairs and bone down.
I'm not in, I don't want to...
You're giving them blue dragonborn up there.
Well, I was under... this is false information.
Guys, let's get out of here.
Okay.
We already know that they can't tell each other apart.
Okay, yeah, let's
Tom,
just
you gotta sneak in as one of them.
Yeah, let's just leave. He's upstairs hanging out, but I gotta go. It's weird. I would know... Tom, I know all your business then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to see that. That's mm-hmm. weird. You're like a brother to me, Tom.
Yeah, just we're bros.
I don't want to see
That's
your
what other girls said.
Oh, no. Nice guy, TM. He's here. he crying. Look at him. He's sad. Friend zone, bro.
No, I'm cool. Let me hold your backpack.
Anyway.
All right, so we sneak out.
Okay.
I'll leave that poor Tom hanging.
You Tom tease.
Can we should maybe... Maybe give me, like, are you guys going to sneak out? Or are you just going to sort of just walk out?
I think we should just sneak.
I mean, Tom and I can just walk out.
Yeah. I kind of got to sneak because the bros know what I'm doing. Shit. I'm not very sneaky. I have a lot of armor and loud.
Maybe you could go upstairs and jump out a window or something.
Oh, that seems like a bad idea.
Cool.
I'm going to try to sneak.
Yeah, usually your ideas are great. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I had a bad idea. I didn't have my full information.
Well,
I was making a plan up in my head, but it was not a good plan. I apologize.
It was the best plan.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
This is why we can't have nice things.
I'm sorry. Okay, so do I have to do a stealth check now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm afraid. This is going to be bad. 14?
Okay, you wander out, and whew, the Toms are just having a good old time.
They're drunk. They don't know. They're drinking Christmas wine.
Yeah, Christmas wine.
Get it?
It's like 15%. They don't care.
So where are you guys headed now?
I guess Heist Vidalis.
Looking for other Toms?
Heist Vidalis, probably?
Yeah, just because it's right in the house.
The house. We want to go to the house that...
How are those other Toms dressed?
They all had similar clothes on.
Okay, so was it a uniform, or was it...
I mean, it basically is a uniform. I mean, it's not like a military uniform necessarily.
Okay, so maybe it would have been a good idea to get one of those uniforms.
They're all wearing like the same armor and stuff. And they all have great swords.
Oh, I should have got my battle craze back from Bucky.
Oh, Buckster. Well, we can still go to Bucky. We got to. But you don't got the clothes on. You could make up a story and be like, I changed out of my clothes. I'll put my civilian clothes
on. I got too much fish guts
on.
Yeah,
I've got like bluff for days.
That's fine. It's fine.
All right, let's just...
I got a 15 bluff.
Right. We have to intercept the Prophet of Orcus before he can use the Brazier of Worlds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you guys are going to head towards House Vidalis?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, well, let's end
that whole episode just for us to be like, okay, we're going to go to House Vidalis.
We had to get information.
We did get information. That's true. It was helpful.
Guys, we had like 20 minutes of Will He Won't He with Harper's Dick.
We got
it was a real quality RP.
That was a good show.
We found out just like to what lengths Harper will go to protect the past. And the answer is to no lengths.
None.
No, it was like...
It's 6.5 inches of lengths to protect the past.
I just didn't think it was necessary. I thought you're pulling my dick.
He will do that.
Yeah.
You watch him. He will pull your dick.
He's jacking your dick.
He will jack your dick.
To be fair, it worked.
They loved it.
But
they were in high spirits.
They were giving me guff.
They thought it was a joke. They thought it was funny.
They said, who put you up to taking your dick out?
Yeah.
And then they're like, is there another Tom?
I assume that Tom was snickering when Harper walked over.
Oh, he was absolutely snickering.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's having a good time.
I like to have a good time.
So, do we have any feedback?
Nope. Just kidding.
He's lying.
We have the best.
No.
What a joke.
We have the best fans in all the realm. And sometimes what they do is they'll go on iTunes.com and leave us a review. And when they do that, we're happy. And then we are able to be found by other fans, yada, yada, yada. All's Fair in Love and Whores says, it's like a dragon boner for your ears. Phoenix2MJ from the United States says, whoa, this is honestly the best podcast I've ever listened to.
Aww.
Like, for real. All the regulars have such unique and amazing personalities and quirks they bring to the virtual Tabor.
Tabor?
I can't speak. From Jennifer's staunch and amazing feminism,
yes.
Tim's myriad of voices and characters, Bachman's perfect laugh that only comes out when something is really funny, and Thrifty's tireless, most of the time, work to keep the story together. The only thing that could make this feed even more perfect is if Sarah Tompkins was a regular.
We loved Sarah Tompkins.
She's so great.
She's a good D&D kid. Though. She means well.
Eja Worski says, way better than... Some other
podcast.
We ain't trying to be haters.
We're a community.
A community of D&D players.
That they don't know we exist.
They don't know we exist.
Rosenstern Gildenkranst from the United States says, a podcast worthy of NPR. I've been loving this podcast since episode one, but almost went into seizures of pleasure when you guys did a Welcome to Night Vale crossover ep. Too much awesome for mortal ears to bear. I am eagerly looking forward to the gang wandering into an episode of This American Life and dismembering Ira Glass so Tom can have a souvenir for his collection. Make this happen.
Sorry, Ira Glass, you gotta go.
Right into the
closet.
That's amazing. Don't do that. But Stuff for Life says, Dungeoneering checks are required. Hashtag butt camps. Naga KKW87 says, reliably great show. As of the next episode, there will be more episodes without Tom than with.
Really?
I would say rest in peace, but we know he's in frozen hell reality. Oh, well. The Llama of Optimism says, I must listen. Thank you guys for keeping my overnight shifts entertaining. You inspired me to join a campaign about 6 months ago, and now I am running my own with a group of friends from around the country using Roll20.
Nice.
Keep up the awesome, or keep it being awesome.
That makes me really happy when I hear that. I'm glad that more people are playing D&D, because it's really fun, and I think people get intimidated by the rules, but you don't have to play like that.
Institute your own family game night.
Yeah. Yeah, play with your family. Talk about
fake
wieners with your parents.
You don't have to do exactly what we do.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it.
But you could keep the wiener sausage to a minimum.
Yeah.
So you can
play with your mom.
But thanks again, guys. It means a whole lot.
It really does. It makes it worth doing. Thank you.
It does.
And if you want to go and see more of our lovely content, you can go to geeklyinc.com, where we have all sorts of weird stuff. We have other podcasts like Cast of Thrones and other shows like Tim Plays Video Games or Girl Time with the Bros. Or
love Girl
more of that coming very soon, by the way. Girl Time.
Love it.
And mostly we are very active on the Twitters. We are at D&D Podcast or at Geekly Inc. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
If you want to support us and help us out, Amazon has a little promotion going right now for Amazon Prime. If you don't have it, it's actually really amazing. Not only do you get 2-day shipping for free, but you can download or you can stream tons and tons and tons of videos, a lot of which are not on Netflix.
Whoa.
Yeah. Especially a lot of cooking stuff. Like they have like Olive Chopped, which watched tonight.
Wow.
Yeah. It's super amazing, good deal. So
Amazon Prime is like the best. I don't know what we're doing about it.
Yeah, I have it.
I had to send Christmas presents to my family in North Carolina like 3 days before Christmas, and I was like, oh shit, and I sent it, and they got it.
Yeah, you didn't have to do that. You did that.
Well, I'm a procrastinator. Mm-hmm. It really works for me.
All right, so if you want to help us out, go to geeklyinc.com/prime, and then you can sign up for a 30-day free trial and try out Amazon Prime for yourself.
It's a way to help us and help yourself at the same time.
Yeah.
Right, because it's really, you should have it.
You should have it. No question.
It's kind of silly.
You need it. It's real good.
What are you doing?
It's so good.
Yep. So that's going to do it for us, folks. Join us next week and find out what happens with that silly Tom the Dragonborn. What's he going to do?
What's all those doppelgangers?
What's all this then?
Until next week, it's been dicey.
So dicey.
Diciest. A fan fiction and it gets racy and they say make love, I'm like, nope. X out, stop reading it.
Okay, the first problem with what you just said is if I'm reading a fan fiction.
I'm just being in the honesty zone.
It's when she's, on her Tuesday night fan fiction.
I actually have not read in quite a while. I've been way too into the American Horror Story.
Whenever Jennifer wants to get boggy in her nether regions, she just loads up a Star Trek fan fiction.
Yeah.
Like, Kirk or Spock and Uhura? Nope. But a Ferengi and Spock and
Ferengis.
I don't want a Ferengi.
Dude, Ferengi's
and that
got
a butt face right on their head. Star Wars.
Oh, Admiral Akbar. What kind of?
No, the other one.
Oh, that one. The one that
It hangs out with Lando and the Millennium Falcon. Ooh. Okay, I didn't tell you this either. So here's a hot theory that's apparently totally true. Welcome to the Dungeons and Dragons podcast. But so at the end of Empire Strikes Back, Han Solo is gone. They pick up Lucas Skywalker, mm-hmm. and apparently Lando Calrissian is standing next to Leia, and he's wearing Han Solo's clothes. So the logic is that Luke and Lando fuck, And he, like, gets up, and he's like, oh, what do I have next to me? Oh, cool, Han Solo's clothes.
What?
So
that doesn't make any sense.
Wait, why are Han Solo's clothes there?
Yeah, because they're on the Millennium Falcon. Because he's naked. He gets up. He
but
doesn't
where
have
are his clothes?
They're all sex-stained.
Oh, what? I thought he wasn't having sex with the clothes on.
He had sex with Leia. He gets up, and he just grabs the closest.
Oh, I thought you said he had sex with Luke.
Yeah, you did say that.
No.
Because this is way more boring now.
You did say yeah. You had sex with Leia.
Yeah, that's a letdown.
Now I don't care anymore.
I love how you're like, here's something that's apparently true. Lando fucked Luke.
Like.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.